This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, is now available. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
The Phony War on Crime. More than a half century ago, Dwight Eisenhower campaigned his way into the White House on a platform that promised to fight communism, crime, and corruption. In all the years that followed, political office holders have heaped praise upon themselves for tirelessly waging a war on crime and a war on drugs, outdoing each other in trying to appear tough on this issue. Police and prison budgets skyrocketed, as did prison populations, the latter consisting heavily of nonviolent drug offenders serving draconian sentences. Under such bombardments, public fear about crime accelerated far more precipitously than the actual crime rate. Today, America is a nation feeling itself under siege from its criminal element. It's a land of gated communities, heavily guarded apartment towers, and millions of households armed with guns ready to dispatch unidentified trespassers. Fear of crime is supplemented with fear of ethnic minorities, terrorists, immigrants, foreigners, gays, feminists, rampaging teenagers, and outspoken peace protesters in what amounts to a generalized culture of fear. Menacing images are implanted in our brains during our most imaginative and malleable years. In the United States, millions of children spend thousands of hours in front of the TV every year, ingesting a steady diet of violence-ridden programs. By the time the average teenager is graduated from high school, he or she will have witnessed about 13,000 TV killings and many times that number of assaults, fistfights, robberies, shootouts, rapes, and attempted rapes. A survey by the National Institute of Mental Health found that the level of fear among children increases with heavy TV viewing. Very young children, unable to grasp the motives behind the violence, tend to see almost everyone on television as involved in a universal mode of brutality and threat. And not just children. Adults, too, ingest a steady diet of shows that feature every known violent act. Deranged murderers terrorize train passengers. Kidnappers torment and kill their captives. Terrorized women careen around in their homes, stalked by determined intruders. Vampires slurp the blood of trembling maidens. Ghoulish maniacs massacre people with chainsaws, and on and on. After enough days, months, and years of consuming this kind of fare, we might well be ready to vote for authoritarian law and order candidates, support the death penalty, increase military spending, bomb Iraq, buy a gun, and shoot anybody who strolls across our lawn after dusk. In the thriller films pitched to both young and older audiences, the basic paradigm is roughly the same. The world is swarming with fearsome aggressors who want to do us in. Virtuous Americans are menaced by evil foreigners, communists, cutthroats, diabolic geniuses, screaming savages, alien space invaders, giant asteroids, slimy serpentine creatures from beneath the lagoon, murderous mutant microbes, and other natural and supernatural perils. In these films, the ordinary people seem unable to defend themselves through collective action. Their role is to run hither and thither, screaming to be saved from the menace. And saved they are, after suffering enough casualties, by individual heroes or state authorities who use generous applications of firepower to make everything nice again. Good guys and their enemies never get together to negotiate a peaceful settlement. They only meet to go at each other's throats. Fed a lifelong diet of such offerings, many Americans have little difficulty accepting the picture painted by our leaders of a world full of vicious adversaries, lurking within and without our borders, just waiting to pounce upon us. These malfactors can only be deterred by more police, more prisons, more repressive laws, more military spending, more and a huge military establishment, and more wars. This is the great crime hype. And this is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse.